For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. After a decade in the Senate, Missouri's Roy Blunt will not be seeking re-election in 2022. KCUR's Aviva Okeson-Haberman has more on yesterday's announcement.
When Senator Roy Blunt told Representative Emanuel Cleaver that he wasn't running for another term, the Democrat was astonished. Last year, they worked together to pass a bill celebrating the 100-year anniversary of the establishment of the Negro Leagues. Cleaver says Blunt's retirement makes working across the aisle more challenging.
It's not a positive sign.
The announcement has already kicked off speculation for who will fill the seat.
I have absolutely no plans to make any announcements about running for anything.
Cleaver says while he and Blunt have dramatic policy differences, he considers Blunt an instinctive politician who focused on passing legislation instead of fighting. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
The Missouri House passed legislation yesterday that would allow anyone with a concealed carry permit to transport firearms on public transportation. The bill overwhelmingly passed by a vote of 124 yes and 32 no votes. Those who do not have a concealed carry permit are still able to carry their firearm as long as it's not loaded. The bill only applies to publicly funded transportation in Missouri, which means it would not apply to Amtrak or other privately funded institutions. A year after Missouri officials announced the first confirmed COVID-19 case in the state, local governments continue to relax virus-related restrictions. The move comes as the state announced more than 1 million residents have received at least one vaccine dose. Yesterday, St. Louis County Executive Sam Page announced several restrictions would be eased, including allowing businesses to stay open to midnight and increasing the cap on public gatherings. Cape Girardeau officials voted yesterday to replace the city's mask mandate with a statement that wearing masks is, quote, highly recommended. Governor Mike Parson issued a statement noting his administration's efforts to fight the virus in the last year and praising state residents for their cooperation. A federal judge says that a Southwest Missouri man who threatened U.S. Representative Emanuel Cleaver of Missouri will remain in prison. Kenneth Hubert of Marionville appeared at a detention hearing yesterday in Springfield. He's charged with threatening to kill or harm Cleaver on January 7th. He pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors say he called Cleaver's office in Independence, used a racial slur, and mentioned putting a noose around Cleaver's neck. Cleaver's black. Prosecutors say Hubert has a history of making threatening calls to other lawmakers or to political organizations. Hubert's public defender said his client had no criminal history and was willing to be put on house arrest. Last night, the Columbia Board of Education voted to return all students to in-seat learning after spring break. KBIA's Rebecca Smith has more.
As board president Helen Wade put it, quote, with a big sigh of relief,
the motion's passed.
And with that, full five-day in-seat learning will resume for all Columbia Public School students beginning on Monday, April 5th, or after CPS's spring break. This follows the decision that returned elementary students to full in-person learning and high schoolers to a hybrid model on January 19th. Superintendent Peter Stiepelman says since then, the COVID-19 case rate, as well as the hospitalization rate for the Columbia community, has remained low or even reduced. He also noted that many teachers and staff have already been vaccinated, even though Phase 1B Tier 3, which includes K-12 teachers, does not activate until next Monday, March 15th.
And just before walking in tonight, the number has gone up to more than 800 being vaccinated, or 24%.
Stiepelman says he took this data and talked with local health experts.
I asked, given our current data, do you believe CPS schools can continue its phase in to 5 days a week in seat? And the answer was a direct yes.
He says beginning classes after spring break gives teachers time to get at least the first dose of their vaccine and gives the district time to create bus routes for students. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.
And I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.